This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Exciting. Amy Schneider, the second longest running contestant in Jeopardy history. If you're curious, it is kind of crazy. She won her 39th game on Monday. She grabbed the number two spot that I just mentioned, and she's won $1.3 million in winnings. Is that insane? She says it feels unreal. What's it like to feel rich by playing a game, a pretty tough game nonetheless, called Jeopardy? All right, this is no game. This is what's happening in your world and my world, although I guess there are games that are happening in both of our spots. I say it's about the buzz in your hood and my hood, that's for sure. So my name's Kate Delaney. If you've never been here before, thanks for checking in. And if you've been with us for a long time, as always, we love the loyals. You can email me 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, especially if you want to weigh in on what you think the U.S.'s role should be in the Ukraine. Thumbs up or thumbs down to now what is happening. It's crazy what's happened, actually. I say crazy in the sense that, yes, we know things can turn on a dime, especially when it comes to our allies and our enemies, dare I say. But it's funny how the president tripped up on this minor incursion, saying that to a reporter after that two-hour news conference when he was taking questions from reporters, then walked it back the next day. And now things have really changed. 8,500 troops on alert, weapons sent to the Ukraine, Russian and U.S. officials trading threats on Tuesday about what might be the Kremlin's most potent weapon in its campaign to divide NATO. So how about that? I mean, there's no question. I was looking at video today. Tanks and troops are right there at the Ukrainian border. Of course, we've been saying that for a long time. This is not new news in that sense, but the way it's being handled is what is so interesting. The really big switch and volleying back and forth is not necessarily a surprise to me, but I think what happens is often what is forgotten is the people in the middle of all of this, the Ukrainian people. So Moscow has reduced the amount of natural gas flowing into the heart of Europe. It is delivering enough to keep power plants and factories still humming along, so to speak. And it is ensuring that European homes can fend off very chilly January temperatures. But it's not enough to prevent prices from soaring to record levels. So Russia is pushing a crisis. The fuel has arrived for decades through periods of tension and crisis and even the breakup of the Soviet Union. But now Russia is threatening to cut off gas if it faces economic sanctions following an incursion, there's that word again, into the Ukraine. And the United States and its allies are scrambling to line up a substitute. So now we got to figure out the gas situation. How reliant is Europe on Russian gas? Very. I was looking at an analysis of this. It's worth worrying about because they will see a skyrocketing cost of gas and electricity. So now there is the big warning again to Vladimir Putin that further disruption to natural gas markets would only hurt his own country. So again, what does that mean? We're going to screw with you. We're going to throw sanctions at you. But in the meantime, Putin says, oh, do you think I'm sitting at this table? Do you think we are playing poker and I am somehow unaware of the cards that I have? And of course he had one, a big one to play. and a big one to mess up a lot of people in Europe. Because this is the thing. You look at who are the major natural gas producers in North or in Europe, in North Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and what is their capacity? And by the way, willingness to surge their natural gas output for European buyers. So, needless to say, the plans have been upped. The party's being thrown. The president plans to host Qatari Emir bin Hamad Al Thani. You say, who? That's at the White House on Monday, and they're talking about channeling Qatari gas to Europe. So if Russia decides we're going to screw with the natural gas or crude oil, what are the consequences to the Russian economy? Okay, so we'll see. But you can't mess with Europe, because then what happens to all those people when it comes to gas, right? So this has gotten interesting. This is more than tense. And just a quick little point of history here, because I had no idea about this. Europe started importing natural gas from the Soviet Union in the 1970s. And they've really relied on Russia to meet about 40% of their natural gas needs. Russia's been selling about half of those gas supplies under long-term contracts. And they stopped making other supplies available through the spot market. So because of that, European natural gas prices have soared to about 6 or 7 times their usual levels. So Putin knows that this is a very big wild card to play, and he's holding it. I mean, that's what's happening here. Bottom line. Bottom line. All right, to be sure, coming up on this hour of the show, we have many other things to talk about, and we will go deep on what you've had to sound off about in the mailbag. Plus, what's on tap? Obviously, the Ukraine is one, as we play the waiting game and figure out what does that mean? What is the threat to Putin? And in between, a mix of a few other things, including this story about rescuers searching dramatically for 39 people off the Florida coast. A boat capsized. Now, this boat is suspected to be a human smuggling deal. The Coast Guard said crews are searching for those people because it capsized off the Florida coast in what they think is one of those missions. They got a call from a Good Samaritan who rescued a man clinging to a capsized boat 45 miles outside of Fort Pierce's Inlet. And the survivor said he left Bimini in the Bahamas with 39 other people on Saturday night, but then they ran into severe weather and it caused the boat to capsize. No one on board was wearing life jackets, and the rough weather tumbled everyone over, of course. You had 20-mile-an-hour winds and fierce squalls of rain Sunday and Monday. And a lot of people don't realize this. And certainly you realize people are trying to cross into the United States, but migrants have used that islands of the Bahamas as that stepping stone to reach Florida and the United States. So they try to take advantage of breaks in the weather to make that crossing. But often the boats are overloaded and then they're very, very prone to capsizing. There have been thousands of deaths over the years. I mean, the Coast Guard patrols the waters around Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and the Bahamas all the time. The Coast Guard found 88 Haitians in an overloaded sail freighter west of the Bahamas. This is typical. That happened on Friday. Meet you on the flip side.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
It's the mass versus the unmasked, so to speak. This is crazy. D.C., I mean, this is crazy because you're in a strip club, but D.C. is requiring strippers to be masked. I mean, don't wear too many clothes, just enough that it's legal, if you know what I mean, wink, wink. But you better have those masks up. Keep those masks up. Don't worry so much about the tops. So the strip clubs have supposedly been warned about employees not wearing masks, and in their latest data on the mayor's orders, it's masks and vax requirements. So multiple strip clubs are on the list of you cannot do this. They were verbally warned for not doing it, that you have to wear the mask. And isn't that interesting? In our nation's capital, the dancers, wearing masks. So lose the rest of the stuff, but leave those masks up. That would, I don't know, in my mind, I'm just thinking it's so odd to think about being in the, seeing, I don't even know how to say this. I'm just thinking of what a strip club is, right? And that you have these strippers that are supposed to wear these masks. So it's just this, the absurdity of the world we live in. Dance naked, wear the mask. What kind of world? What kind of logic, right? What kind of logic? But, you know, D.C. is pretty strict. There is no question about it. And in the meantime, speaking of vax requirements and mask requirements. The Biden administration is withdrawing its COVID-19 vaccination and testing regulation that was aimed at large businesses. Well, and that makes sense because the Supreme Court's decision was to block the rule earlier this month. So the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration says, yeah, we're withdrawing the vaccine and testing emergency temporary standard for businesses with 100 or more employees. So OSHA is saying, yeah, that's it. You don't have to comply with it. This is just, less than 2 weeks after the Supreme Court blocked the rule, which was a major blow to Joe Biden's agenda of trying to combat COVID-19. It was one of the main thrusts. If you think months and months ago where there was some panic about with some of these companies of what do we do, and people were threatening to quit, and then others were saying, push me out the door. So now that's up to the company. The rule would have affected about 80 million individuals. But, of course, there would have been exceptions with some religious objections again. So at this point, it's a moot point because it's over. And that really had some people sweating it out. The Supreme Court just ended it, like I said, so that's that. You know, something else that is interesting, you know, there is a list of corrupt nations, and you can only imagine who's on the list, right? Who's on the list? And what it is Denmark, New Zealand, Finland, they top the list of least corrupt nations. South Sudan, duh, is the worst. The U.S. actually dropped out of the top 25 because we were actually in the top 25. So that's pretty big because the U.S. had been there for quite some time. Transparency International's 2021 Corruption Perceptions Index measures the perceptions of the public sector of corruption. According to experts and business people, they rank 180 countries and territories on a scale of highly corrupt, 0 to very clean, 100. So the countries I mentioned finished with 88 points, and that was all unchanged. The South Sudan had 11 points, so it made it the worst. Then you look at some others. This list is crazy. So, like, for example, Ireland, 74. So the perception is good in Ireland. Canada is high on the list. They're also 74. Austria, all in that same bunch. France, like 71. The United States of America, 67. We're right there with Chile and Barbados, so there is that, right? And I, as I said, the worst countries are, I think, some of the obvious ones, right? For example, Libya, Afghanistan, you know, Afghanistan, 16 points, Somalia, think of the pirates in Somalia, 13. And then you look at the Congo, all the problems there in that region, 21. I mean, you get the point. I thought it was interesting. The Philippines, actually, at 33. There's beautiful beaches and some of those beautiful people, but no doubt leadership, so 33. Colombia, with the problems they've had in the past, they're 39. And I won't go on and smash you with all these numbers. But I think it's interesting that there is this Transparency International Corruption Perceptions Index. I had no idea. I mean, I know I have a ranking of who are the nefarious evil doers in the world, and my list may differ from theirs, but among some of the issues over the past year, they cited some of the things like the use of Pegasus software, which has been linked to snooping on human rights activists, journalists, and politicians around the world. So there's all these checks and balances to see what kind of corruption, I guess, you know, we're talking about. And the U.S. did slip to 67 points in 2020, but held the score and fell just a little bit, but out of the top 25. And the reason, they say, is because of, this is a term I like, our opaque campaign finance system. The elections, the arguments over the elections. And for what it's worth, who's looking at this list? I will not do business with them. They are on the transparency list because they're not transparent. They are on Transparency International's Corruption Index. And I mean, do you know, I think it's interesting, but you know, that's not really what's going on there. So from the sinners to the saintly, how about this? Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs game against the Bills won the top playoff viewership. 43 million people. That's huge for TV. I mean, that's huge in the way the market is now, even if it's popular and it's the playoffs. 43 million people. Wow. There's just a couple more weeks before the Super Bowl. But the big game will have to be really special to overcome the drama, I think, of the games over the weekend. I've said that a couple of different times. In our second hour, we go to the man cave, and I know I'm talking about that. But the idea that you had that many people watching it, I mean, it actually even peaked at 52 million tuning in. And then the idea that you then had the overtime, that's just crazy wild, right? Just crazy. And lots of people were pretty psyched to go out of the weekend in watching that one. And I said even people who necessarily weren't huge football fans, I think some of them tuned in just because of the drama and it was exciting. Or maybe I have no idea about that because there's no way to do a poll. There's no way to do a really solid poll on that, you know, that's for sure. And then I'll just throw this in because it's pertinent, and we've got the man cave in the second hour. The Saints, Sean Payton, he's done with the Saints. He loved the Saints, 15 seasons with them, really had to think it over, said he doesn't even want to use the word retirement, but he feels like that because, you know, how one season rolls into another and all of that. And he reiterated when he was asked many questions, I've had opportunities, and who knows, it could be television. I think there's a lot of rumors about the Dallas Cowboys. Would the Dallas Cowboys pick him up if they dumped Mike McCarthy? And that's so many big ifs there and possibilities and all of that in between. But it is absolutely huge, huge news. Because the Saints now are looking for a new coach, and there's plenty on the market. Your thoughts next in the mailroom.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Ukrainians are preparing for a worst-case scenario.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm and making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians, who are ready to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced Tuesday they would test an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. You're listening to USA Radio News. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced she'll seek re-election in this year's midterms. She addressed voters via Twitter.
We don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support.
Pelosi will turn 82 in March. A New York City police officer gravely wounded in a Harlem shooting that took his partner's life has died of his injuries. Officer Wilbert Mora was 27. Mora and Officer Jason Rivera were fatally wounded Friday after they were called to a Harlem apartment by a woman who needed help with her adult son. The gunman was identified as LaShawn McNeil. Police say he threw open a bedroom door and shot the officers as they walked down a narrow hall. A third officer shot McNeil, who died Monday. Nancy Pelosi, co-founder of her namesake pizza restaurants in Chicago, died Thursday at the age of 87. She and her husband created a stuffed pizza. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Wow, you people overwhelm me. So much mail. Incredible. It's tough to get through all of it. I'm serious. So let's go to the first one. This one comes to us from Teddy, who says, hey, Delaney, I've heard you talk about the football games over the weekend. No doubt, that was some of the best football that I have ever seen. My team, the Saints, not involved, but I was involved for the first time, I think, in other games. Usually, and you know how that goes, probably most of your listeners would say the same thing, that they root for their teams when they're knocked out. They might watch what's happening in the playoffs, but they're not as glued to it, if you know what I mean. But I would say that my bladder almost burst because I just never wanted to leave. I just wanted to even when the commercials came on, I just wanted to be totally in the middle of those games and the whole week. And I loved your description. Always take us to the man cave. All right, Teddy, thanks for that. Yep, you can count on a man cave segment. In fact, I have a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Want You to Know. And it is all about a smattering of sports because there's usually books on just one thing, like a book about the Saints history, a book about soccer, a book about whatever, or, you know, like ESPN's Almanac, which is great. It has stats and whatnot. But there's nothing that gives you kind of the scoop and some of the funny of sports across the board, like horse racing, and of course all the big four, but some of the other sports in between. So there's that, and that's why we do the Man Cave, because we need to shake things up. I think it's good to have some alternative segments besides beating the same drum and getting on the same soapbox with all of our frustrations. I hear ya. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Peter. And Peter says, hey, Kate, I noticed that sometimes people tell you where they are listening from, and I'm listening in Tallahassee. I think that you have some fans here in Tallahassee. I'm listening, in fact, on 1300 AM. And I would say that I feel very fortunate to be living in Florida, although it feels like we are having an invasion here. So many people are moving not just to the West Coast and to the East Coast, even Tallahassee. We're seeing many more people come here, and I think people are tired of some of the politics in their backyard. People are tired of some of the weather in their backyard and the expense. So they're discovering Florida, not just for vacations, but to live here year round. And you can see it in some of the other big markets in the Sunshine State. I'll just warn you, don't bring that northeastern attitude for all the people who are coming down here in the from the northeast and from other areas to tell us how things aren't as great once they get here, because I have heard plenty of people complain as well when it gets super, super hot. All right, thanks for that. It's interesting. It's interesting because you are very right about the feeling that everybody's moving to Florida. I think it's not just Florida. There's a bunch of other states that I could point out. But I was looking at some of the top markets that where we're seeing people are with the chance of selling their house and moving if they can get it. Some of the top Florida markets are Cape Coral, Punta Gorda, and Sebastian, which is a city on the state's east coast. And Tampa, Florida, my family lives in Tampa, is supposedly the number one market, according to Zillow. They said Tampa was the hottest housing market for 2022. And I'm not surprised, right? Some of it is politics. My mentor, a guy named Roger Blaymeyer, who gave me my big break. I was in TV, and he gave me an awesome break in radio. In fact, in California, when I was just a kid, and he and I talked a while ago, and his daughter lived in Illinois, and her husband was involved in Republican politics in Illinois, and they said they had enough. They were sick of Illinois and the politics of Chicago, and they just, I mean, their whole lives were there. They just picked up and said, we're going to Florida. So they moved to Florida. People move there for different reasons, but it's definitely gets very, very hot at times in the summer. I saw a bumper sticker once, and I might have said this a couple times on the show. I've been doing this for 15 years on these airwaves, so forgive me if you've heard this, but I saw a bumper sticker one time because I've spent tons of time in Florida, all over Tallahassee, Tampa, the East and the West Coast, Orlando, I've traipsed all over Florida. And I saw a bumper sticker once when I was in Miami, and it said, if New York is so great, why don't you head back up? You know, something like that. Just head back up. And it was short and sweet. Head back up. If New York's so great, head back up. Because, you know, the reference to especially that area, that New Yorkers were coming down and then they were complaining about how things were, right? I mean, there you go. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Nicholas, who says, Kate, I agree with you. Putin is a bad SOB. This president needs to get off of the weenie wagon and lay it out straight for Putin. If you screw with the Ukraine, you're going to have to face the consequences for real. Because if, after all, we are part of NATO and part of this allied system, and this is where we want to be, then when the dude has 100,000 troops on the border and he's threatening a vulnerable country and people who are scared out of their mind, and we, of course, are getting rid of all our diplomats and everyone else in between who are there because we know how dangerous it is, it's not the time to pussyfoot around the options. I like the way you say that, just direct and to the point. Well, I talked about this in the beginning of the show. I mean, look, the Ukraine has been under the threat, under the siege of Russia since 2014 with cyber attacks, espionage, military aggression, to name a few things. And Putin is weighing the options because he sees it as a threat, right? Because he doesn't want any harm to the Russian economy. I think it's also a land grab. And this is what he's a megalomaniac. This is what it's about, right? This is a quagmire. I like that word for the U.S. at this point because of this constant back and forth. I mean, look, it's now known that we've got some 8,500 troops that are ready to go, ready to roll, ready to be deployed if need be. So you gotta forcefully, I agree with you, you gotta forcefully denounce Russia for its aggression, and you gotta bring the allies together. That's what you gotta do. It's whatever this diplomacy is, you can't do diplomacy in this situation, right? I mean, you can't. It'd be great to say that, but at this point, I think we're beyond that. I mean, way beyond that. All right. So, yes, again, excellent, excellent point. All right. This one is from Patrick, who says, Kate, living in the Big Apple is such a roller coaster ride when it comes to a lot of things, but especially the weather. Now they're talking about the fact that we could get a foot or more even of snow this weekend because we got another nor'easter bearing down on us, although they have these crazy tracks. We have to keep deciding, do we believe the European model or not, but we're going to have these crazy high winds and a massive storm, and it definitely looks like it's going to hit New York. And when you live in New York, it's fun when you get a little bit of snow, but when you get a foot of snow, it's not so fun anymore, especially when you're driving around trying to find a place to park and you're freezing your you-know-what's off, and you have to deal with the lack of transportation and then the fright of being pushed in the subway because everybody's talking about that in New York, power outages and other things that might happen. So other places are looking pretty good to me, my wife, and my kids. I don't know if we'll move or not. I have family in North Carolina, and they are begging us to move. So it's so funny because that piggybacks off the Florida thing. Yeah, you get these bomb cycles, right? So you have this quick drop in temperature, and then you have heavy precipitation, high winds, and that's what you get, you know. And this could be from, like, Virginia Beach all the way up the whole East Coast. And it's going to be a big storm. It's just a question of where it hits and how big the storm is. So Friday to Saturday night, you just got to be prepared for snow, rain to snow, mainly rain. I mean, there's a couple of different scenarios. But that's, again, what do? You just make sure you have everything you need and stay inside if you can. And if you venture out for fun and it's right near your house, that's good. But venturing any other place, driving any far distance, is just a fool's errand when you get that kind of a condition, especially in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, some of the turnpikes, etc. I've done it. It's nasty. I have done it. It's been a very, very long, 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 long time since I've had to do it. I can't imagine, actually, to be honest, what that would be like again. And I love the Northeast. There's so many wonderful chunks of history there and things to do and see, but boy, when you get socked in and you get, especially you get the ice, it doesn't look like ice is on the menu, but when you get that kind of weather, it's although if you get the rain, you may get that ice. It's pretty nasty stuff. Of course, the people listening to this in the Midwest are laughing because they get it all the time, right? Thanks. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7, open for business.
This is Kate.
Hey, Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good way to end this hour, a little What's on Tap. All right, this is what's on tap in New York. So an appeals judge, restored New York's mask mandate on Tuesday. A lot of people not happy with that. It was a day after a judge in a lower court ruled that the governor's administration lacked the constitutional authority to order people to wear face coverings during the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is just basically how it went down. It was just a brief arguments, and the appellate division justice Robert Miller granted the state's request to keep the masking rule in place while the governor's administration pursues an appeal, and he didn't have any opinion on the mandate's legality. So now there's more confusion, especially in school districts, because there were districts, especially in some areas, where the masks were optional for students and teachers, and they weren't wearing the mask, or a lot of them weren't wearing the mask. Now they're told, too bad, you've got to wear the mask, and we're definitely policing this, meaning we're watching to see who's doing this. So that's really interesting to see. The order required masks in schools, healthcare facilities, homeless shelters, jails, public transportation, and in any indoor public area where vaccination wasn't required for entry. So it's going to be in place until, for now, until February 1st, which is not too long, right? That's, what, a week plus? But it's happening. So these school districts are seeing how this is playing out because of these mixed instructions, depending on where they live. You know, making it optional is what they, what so many were going with before. So this is how they've been doing it. And you had, for example, Republican Rep. Elise Stefanik criticizing the governor for ignoring the lower court's ruling. She told parents in her northern New York congressional district to call her office if their children were not allowed in school without a mask. Wow. So she's saying, screw it. Just go ahead and do what you were going to do. So what's on tap is this legal fight, as you've got this Omicron wave that New York State has been seeing ease, where the state averaged just under 22,000 new cases of the virus per day in the seven-day period that ended on Monday, by the way. But, oh, there were people that were furious. And of course, again, the mixed message thing, where you tell your 8-year-old one thing, then something else, and then it's something else, then it's something else. And it is confusing. All right, what's on tap? I love this guy. I've interviewed him a couple of times. I mean, just after a couple of big games. But Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz voted a first ballot Hall of Famer. So he was the lone player to earn induction into National Baseball Hall of Fame on Tuesday in balloting conducted by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Check this out. He got 77.9% of the vote in his first season on the ballot. Just above the 75 you need to get inducted into Cooperstown. I mean, his bat for the Red Sox, 10-time All-Star, 541 homers, 1,700 RBIs, to be exact, 1,768 in 20 seasons with the Minnesota Twins and Boston. So Big Papi won 3 World Series titles with the Boston Red Sox. And what happens? What's on tap? We'll see, because he's expected to be inducted into Cooperstown on July 24th, along with 6 players selected in December by various committees. And, of course, baseball, they're fighting right now over what's going to happen with baseball. But this is a very, 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 very big, big, big news. Big, 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 big. Okay, so we go from that to what else is on tap. This is interesting. California redwood forests have been returned to Native American tribes. So the descendants of Native American tribes on the northern California coast are getting a little bit of their heritage back. They say that includes these ancient, incredible redwoods. If you've never seen them, you need to see them before they all burn down, that have stood since their ancestors walked that land. The Save the Redwoods League was announcing that they are transferring more than 500 acres on the Lost Coast to the Intertribal Sinkyon Wilderness Council. The group of 10 tribes that have inhabited that area for thousands of years will be responsible for protecting the land, they say, and that's big. So it's all happening. It's happening right now. The league paid $37 million for a scenic 5-mile stretch of the rugged, forbidding Lost Coast from a lumber company to protect it from logging and eventually opening it up to the public. But, and that's what's on tap. That's going to eventually happen. It's being transferred right now, and it's very remote at this point. And it is a big puzzle wedged between other protected areas. So there is that part of it, too, where, I mean, it's just, it does blow your mind. When you see these redwoods, I mean, look, I grew up in a suburb in the shadow of Philly, or on partially when I was a kid in New York. So for me to walk where there were redwoods blew my mind. I mean, just like the Grand Canyon. I felt that way about like the Grand Canyon too. So I'm veering off, but telling you what's on tap for you. Put it on a bucket list if you can get there. Go and see some redwoods, especially because these fires are freaky, and who knows how many great, incredible trees that they will eventually take down because of, because of these fires. So this is big and was never anything that would be thought about when I was taking them, but the SATs are going digital in 2024. An hour of test time is going to be cut. Wonder if that'll help kids who have trouble with testing, because in some ways I think the whole testing thing is unfair, but the Scholastic Aptitude Tests are definitely going digital. So it's a big shift from print to digital, and it's one component of the standardized test, one of the things they're going to undergo, and it includes, like I said, slicing off an hour of test time. The College Board, which creates and administers the test, announced the changes on Tuesday. In addition, news of the testing changes follows reports that some colleges and universities, Harvard included, will no longer require undergraduate applicants to submit test scores for the application process. That's big. And, you know, it's big money for the whole SAT thing. So to have a lot of colleges and universities saying, no, we don't want those anymore is so interesting. And they're adapting other things into this whole SAT and this digital platform, shorter reading passages, one question tied to each, wider range of topics that represent the work students read in college, they say. So I'd be curious to see what that is going to look like when they finally have it together, because they're working on it right now, but in 2024. I can remember taking it, you know, where it was the whole pencil thing, pencils down, and you would agonize over, is this a trick question? Is this a trick question? I'm not sure. And then people would sort of look around, not really looking for answers because they're just circling things in. But then all of a sudden time would be up. And I went to a very big high school. There was 1,000 in my graduating class, which is insane if you think about it. And I remember a handful of people just got up and left. I mean, they just said, yeah, I'm not going to take it. They were in the middle of taking it, and whatever happened, they decided it wasn't for them, and they got up and walked out. Digital might be easier, and it might relate more to what the kids are learning in schools these days. The music means that I'm being ushered off the stage. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show, and Jeremy P. for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.